From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, March 13th at 8:57, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are higher today, and we're seeing bull spreading. That's just the opposite of what we saw yesterday with a lot of pressure on the market. So we did have export bookings come out this morning. The only real noteworthy situation was in wheat, and we saw strong export bookings there of 28.8 million bushel. Corn was pretty decent, beans not so much. So what we're seeing is still a lot of talk about tariffs, whether they're going to cut demand or not going to cut demand, and how that's going to play out. I think it's interesting that Mexico has been relatively quiet in negotiating with the U.S., while Canada, with their new Liberal Party leader, has been pretty yappy over the whole thing. CONAB did come out and raise both the corn and bean crops slightly. Right now, we see May corn futures and the March futures on the grains do go off the board tomorrow on Friday. May corn futures at 4.68¾ is 8 cents higher, in December at 4.52, up 3¾. We've got May soybeans at 10.14½, that's up 14¼. We've got November at 10.16, that's up 9¾. Meal is leading this advance this morning, with the May meal futures at 307.30, up $7.10. That's a big move for meal. May bean oil up just 6. Got May Chicago wheat, 5.65¾, that's up 11¾. And July at 5.80½ is up 11 cents. Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat also are higher. As you would expect, the big rally we saw yesterday in the cattle and the feeder cattle has cooled slightly with the higher feed costs this morning. We've got June live cattle at 197.95, up 7. We have April feeders at 281, that's up 27. And we've got the April live hogs at 85.87, down 62 cents. The hogs just can't seem to get much traction on rallies. The crude oil is down about 60 cents this morning. The metals are mixed, with the gold again higher. The dollar index, 103.87, that's up 0.28 this morning. This is going to be another interesting market. Let's see how we can close on Friday to give us some direction. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says that today will be sunny with a high of 76 degrees. A reminder, the National Weather Service has most of central and southern Illinois under an enhanced to moderate risk of severe weather starting tomorrow. Strong wind gusts are expected tomorrow, and thunderstorms are going to be possible in the evening. You can stay up to date on your forecast and also see detailed maps forecasting tomorrow night's storms at ipmnewsroom.org. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.